My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey there, digital detectives. It's your girl Nova Lynn here, back with another episode of Your Phone is the Villain. Beat screen addiction and take back your life. Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something super important. Self-compassion. You know, that little voice inside that whispers sweet nothings when you slip up, instead of blasting you for scrolling through TikTok till dawn. Because let's be real, conquering screen addiction is a marathon, not a sprint, and sometimes the inner critic can feel more like a drill sergeant than a supportive bestie. But before we get into the juicy stuff, tell me, ever felt that crushing weight of guilt after binge-watching an entire season of something you swore you'd just peek at? You know that feeling when your phone practically vibrates in your hand, begging for attention, even when you're trying to have a real-life conversation? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Being kind to yourself in those moments is freaking crucial. Now, self-compassion isn't about making excuses or ignoring the problem. It's about recognizing that your brain is wired for instant gratification. Like, seriously, evolution designed us to chase those dopamine hits from likes and notifications. But it's also about understanding that you're human, and humans mess up. We all fall off the wagon sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through the same struggle. Think of it like this. Imagine your inner critic is a grumpy old neighbor who constantly nitpicks everything. That's not cool, right? Now imagine replacing that grumpy voice with a compassionate friend who offers support and encouragement. Boom. You've got self-compassion. And trust me, having that supportive cheerleader on your team makes a world of difference. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. What are some practical ways to cultivate self-compassion when battling screen addiction? First off, stop judging yourself for every minute you spend scrolling. It doesn't help. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate those small victories, like putting your phone away during dinner or resisting the urge to check social media first thing in the morning. Every little step counts. Next step. Be mindful of your self-talk. When that inner critic starts chirping, gently challenge those negative thoughts. Replace "I'm so addicted" with "this is tough, but I'm learning and growing." See the difference? Small tweaks can make a huge impact. Thirdly, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny day. This helps shift your focus away from the screen and towards the things that truly matter. Remember, happiness isn't found in endless scrolling, it's cultivated through genuine experiences and meaningful connections. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom who constantly feels overwhelmed by her phone. She's always checking emails, social media, and news alerts, even during family dinners. One day, she realizes how much time she's wasting and how disconnected she feels from her loved ones. Instead of beating herself up, she decides to practice self-compassion. She sets boundaries for phone use, creates screen-free zones at her home, and focuses on spending quality time with her family. It's not easy, but Sarah starts to see the positive changes. She's more present, less stress, and feels a deeper sense of connection. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being soft, it's about being strong enough to acknowledge your struggles, treat yourself kindly, and keep moving forward. It's about recognizing that you're worthy of love and support even when you make mistakes. And trust me, those moments of kindness towards yourself will fuel your journey towards screen freedom like nothing else. So go out there, practice some self-love, and remember, you've got this. I believe in you. Now, go ahead and share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words of wisdom. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the dialogue going. Until next time, stay awesome, digital warriors.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.